Conservative news outlets are fighting for their lives these days. And at midnight last Tuesday, AT&T's DirecTV cut Newsmax's signal, immediately shutting the network off for more than 13 million customers of the satellite service DirecTV Stream and UVerse. You guys know that this is the second time in the past year that AT&T has moved to cancel a conservative channel. I'll be discussing this today with my guest, the CEO of Newsmax, Christopher Ruddy. Stick around. I think you're going to be encouraged. Well, thank you guys for joining me today. You know that we've been talking now for quite some time about what's happening to conservatives in the media. And just last week, we got wind that AT&T was at it again. This time, they're taking aim at Newsmax. We are very thrilled here at the show to have the CEO of Newsmax on to talk about this. Chris Ruddy is on the show with me. He is a noted journalist and entrepreneur and the president at Newsmax Media, one of the nation's leading news media companies. He founded Newsmax in 1998, and I'm thrilled to have him here. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Heidi, thank you for having me. I'm really honored. I know you have one of the great podcasts out there. People talk about it, and so I'm excited to be here, even if it's difficult circumstances for Newsmax in the country.
Yeah. Well, you guys are at the tip of the spear now, because we've been watching this happen across the country in different, you know, media outlets. I've been censored on social media, deplatformed on Facebook. They refuse to verify my page, even though I've got 500,000 followers there. They really are taking aim at conservatives. And unfortunately, you guys have become the latest in the headlines of that. What's going on with Newsmax?
Well, what people should be shocked at is Newsmax is not a small operation. We're huge, right? We're reaching 25 million people. We're on every major cable system. We're known by everybody in the government across the United States. We're pretty well respected. The left doesn't like us, but, you know, even Jill Biden came on Newsmax a few months ago to talk about cancer and things she's doing in healthcare. We've always been open to both sides, even though we have a conservative audience, a faith-based audience, I think. But what happened was we were censored, we were deplatformed, we were targeted by AT&T DirecTV. AT&T owns DirecTV. There's a 70% owner. We know this is the second conservative channel they've targeted and deplatformed in the past year. We know that One America channel, OAN, was deplatformed last year. This all started after the 2020 election, when Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats sent out letters to all the cable operators, including the CEO of AT&T, demanding that Fox News, Newsmax, and One America be deplatformed. They questioned why we were even on these channels and systems. This is a really egregious act of censorship and threat of censorship. I believe it's a attack on my fundamental constitutional rights and Newsmax's right to a free press. In any event, most people would think a big company like AT&T is not going to get involved in this. Well, they are involved in this, and they don't really have a lot of good answers for what they've been doing. And I'm happy to discuss with your audience exactly what they've been doing.
Well, according to what I'm reading at the news outlets, and like I was telling you, I'm searching for this, and it's very hard to find this straight, because AT&T claims, hey, it's just business as usual. We had an issue with a contract. They're in breach of contract. What actually is happening, and where can people even find out of the real story now? That's the problem. We don't even know where to go for news anymore.
Well, Newsmax.com online. I know it sounds self-congratulatory, but I think we have the best, one of the best. And if you go there, you'll see a tab at the very top. It's called DirecTV Censorship of Newsmax. And we have all the stories that we've covered. And there's a hot topic button. You can really follow it. And so I think we're giving, you know, what really happened, which was Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel. We're top 20 of all cable channels, which is a big deal. And that's Nielsen numbers. 25 million people tune in on cable.
Wow.
That's a big number. Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And so we were told we were up for renewals on our first. We started only 5 or 6 years ago on the major cable, and we were up for renewal, and we've been renewing hundreds of agreements to get a tiny little cable fee of $1, about $1 a year. It's nothing, right? Of your cable bill, which probably most people spend $1,500 on cable, $1 would go to Newsmax. Almost $15 goes to CNN. And all the liberal, we count 22 liberal channels. So DirecTV keeps all the liberal channels. They only have Fox. They've thrown off One America. Now they've thrown off Newsmax. They do not have any conservative news channels other than Fox on there, but they have 22 liberal news channels. And they those news channels, like they'll have a channel for millennials and the Vice channel and
so they're lower rated. I mean, there's no way. So if of these 22 left-leaning organizations that you've just mentioned, I'm assuming that Newsmax is beating them all, in or most of them at least, in terms of audience, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're ahead of them, almost all of them. And yet they said we should not get one penny. They were not going to give us one penny in a fee. And we said, well, you pay everyone else in cable news. Why does Newsmax mm-hmm. not get a fee? And they said, well, we're just not, we're cost cutting. Well, it's interesting. This is the most interesting business case I've ever heard of. The conservative channels that are watched are cut for cost cutting, but the channels that nobody watches, these liberal channels, and I mean, there's ones that get tiny audience, get a multiple of what we're asking for that you're paying for. Take those 22 channels, and if everyone gets $3 and CNN's getting 15 and MSNBC 15, it adds up very quickly into a lot of money mm-hmm. on your bill. So anyway, all we wanted was fairness and equity, and they said, no, we want you to get zero. And there's a reason they did it, because they knew how our all agreements in the cable industry interlocking, so everybody gets the lowest rate. So it means we would never get any fees. We would be put out of business. They were trying to demonetize us by putting us out of business. And so they took us off last week. They censored us. They deplatformed us. And we're fighting back. And we're telling people to call DirecTV. If you're a customer, call them at 877-NEWSMAX, it's a toll-free number. Tell them that you don't want, the only thing they're going to listen to, I think, is if you cancel it. They're telling people, we're still in negotiations. That's not true. We're not, they refuse to negotiate. They say we wanted excessive fees. I've already told you, it's only a dollar. So you go through these lies that they tell. And I think people are seeing through it.
Well, it seems like the left has become known for lying now, right? I mean, you know, anytime you see Fauci, Father Fauci, the high priest of the Branch Covidians on the television set, you can bet that he's not telling the truth. And I think people have a pretty healthy distrust now for most of these organizations, including AT&T. But it seems to me that when OAN was deplatformed, there wasn't a lot of noise from conservatives. I think people feel like, what are we going to do? We're just the small fish out here. But the reality is, and you just hit the nail on the head, if people would cancel the service, they would sit up and pay attention. So before we head out today, what can consumers do? There's a lot of people listening to this.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm sure you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made of quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering $90 off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you're going to want to get some for the whole family. And in fact, that's what we did. Every single member of the St. John family got them for Christmas. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code Heidi. You'll get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. Call 1-800-447-0541 and use the promo code Heidi. So before we head out today, what can consumers do? There's a lot of people listening to this show that are frustrated by this, but they don't know what to do. What are you telling the average Joe cable consumer that their responsibility and the opportunity is right now?
Look, I think people have to make their own decision, but President Trump has said that he was disgusted by AT&T DirecTV, not only deplatforming Newsmax, but One America. He is urging all Americans to cancel DirecTV and AT&T. And he said, if you have cell phones, wireless, he says he has DirecTV and wireless and all that, he's canceling all of them. Because the only way I think they're going to listen to you is when they hear the cancellation. They're going to say, well, maybe we'll bring them back on. Yep. They haven't given us an indication they're going to do that. And I think my own view is that unless we send these guys a message, And we're encouraging people to call 877-NEWSMAX, which is the number that connects you to DirecTV or UVerse, which also cut us off as part of this. You can also call members of Congress, let them know that you want hearings on this. You don't like the woke agenda, censorship, closing down major conservative media. We are at a dangerous moment in this country if a major organization like Newsmax can simply be closed down and removed, and there not be, the press is ignoring this, and the few press that are covering it, Fox News won't cover it. I was very proud that Sean Hannity did put out a tweet today. John Voight came out in support of us. We have the story up on Newsmax. Many other people have come out in support of us. So I think the more and more that people are speaking out, the better it's going to be. But we're maybe a little bit behind the eight ball. So we have to work hard to catch up because they really do want to silence us.
Yeah, it's incredible. Chris Ruddy, I know you've got to run. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And we'll have all of our people go to 877-NEWSMAX. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Heidi. Thank you.
So as you guys can see, this is a very serious problem that's facing conservatives in the United States of America. This really does smack of communism. And we saw it rear its ugly head absolutely in the 2020 elections and then back again when Father Fauci, the high priest of the Branch Covidians, and all of the people that had the COVID scares were trying to steer the narrative. The media is a very, very powerful force in this country. And what's happening to Newsmax, frankly, is evil. And as I'm looking at this, you know, I started kind of just seeing what was happening to OAN and to some of the other conservative platforms. Think about the conservative voices that you guys know who are not allowed, depending on the platform that they're on, to actually say what they think. This doesn't happen in the reverse. So we don't see conservative news outlets censoring and deplatforming the left. We don't see that because we believe in free speech. Free speech, one of the fundamental rights of a free and fair society. And unfortunately, this is where we are right now. So I want to recap with you guys just a little bit so that you have a really good picture of what is happening and so that you can take action wherever you are. So remember what Chris and I were talking about today is the deplatforming and the censoring of Newsmax. Remember, Newsmax is the highest rated, the fourth highest rated cable news show in the nation. They top 20 channels for daytime cable. And so this is no small thing. It's not like they took off somebody that didn't have a platform or didn't have a name. This is a very bold move. And the other thing that I think is important for you guys to know is that the Newsmax CEO, Chris Ruddy, who you just heard from, is a Christian. So Chris believes that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, which, hello, it was, and that people of faith should be covered in the news just as much as Newsmax would cover, say, Hollywood or politics. And it's never been up for debate in this country until recently. This is a fairly recent development, really, in the last probably 5 years for sure. And in the last 2 years, we're watching conservative voices get censored like crazy. And you have an opportunity to really speak out against this. In 2021, this is so fascinating. So in case you missed it, I had a little bit of trouble with Chris's sound. So I'm going to repeat some of our talking points in case they didn't make it to the final cut. But in 2021, House Democrats sent a letter and they were pressuring cable and satellite providers to remove conservative networks. This is coming from our government. House Democrats. These are Democrats in positions of authority in our government. And One America News Network was deplatformed shortly thereafter in April of 2022. And now they've just moved on to Newsmax. And I believe unless our voices are heard, unless we can stand up and say, nope, not going to put up with this anymore, you're going to see what's happening to these major news outlets start coming to your neck of the woods. Now, AT&T, and I searched for this. I'm going to put some articles at the show notes for you. They're claiming that their handling of Newsmax is just business as usual. But you just heard Chris Ruddy, the CEO of Newsmax, say, no, that's actually not the same. It's not business as usual. They're not using the same industry standard carriage agreement that Newsmax has with other cable TV providers. So there are at least 22 left-leaning news channels that are being provided with the same agreement that DirecTV is refusing to offer to Newsmax. And most of these 22 are lower rated than Newsmax. So how can they claim that this is a standard business decision? These guys are lying through their teeth. So here's what I want you guys to do. Newsmax is asking their supporters to call and ask that Newsmax is brought back onto the air. You can go to iwantnewsmax.com and get all the information that you need to take an action such as calling DirecTV or calling AT&T or calling your member of Congress. And again, you can call 1-877-NEWSMAX to go right directly to AT&T and just tell them, hey, I'm canceling your service. I'm canceling your service. I don't need DirecTV. If you guys are going to get in the censorship business, we're not going to give you our money. And that's exactly what they're hoping you won't do. So when OAN was deplatformed, there were companies that carried it, but by far and away, consumers weren't made aware of the egregious nature of the censorship and ultimate deplatforming of OANN. Now we can see, oh man, this is absolutely going to be coming to the mainstream. And also, you guys, I mean, he just said they haven't deplatformed Fox, but if we can just be honest for half a second, Fox News is not the conservative outlet that it once was. There are a lot of things going on with Fox News that are super discouraging to me. And people ask me all the time, where do you go for your news? One of the main places that I go for my news is Newsmax. And so it's very alarming that these guys have been deplatformed. And why it should matter. It should matter to you guys that this is exactly what they're doing. So I read an article by Dave Donaldson. I'm going to quote to you from just a little bit. This is an op-ed. And he said, I'm sure the C-suite executives at AT&T and DirecTV never imagined the backlash that they would face from canceling Newsmax. But here's something else I believe they didn't think of. By deplatforming Newsmax, they're also silencing every relief organization that counts on reading its audience. My nonprofit, CityServe, is one of them. Let me tell you why this matters. Each week, Newsmax TV gives scores of nonprofits, especially faith-based organizations, valuable airtime to communicate with a broader audience. They get to talk about their projects and why it matters to the broader community. And Newsmax has a reputation for being very generous with its airtime. Newsmax sees the world in a way that transcends the common partisan struggles over money and politics. And now I'm sure losing the opportunity to reach 13 million DirecTV viewers will impact Newsmax's carriage and ad revenue. But AT&T and DirecTV need to understand who else is going to suffer. Having just returned from a CityServe relief expedition to the Ukrainian city of Kiev, where we delivered a second million meals and completed installation of five new C-train homes to house families displaced by the war, I know all too well what this ill-conceived deplatforming is going to do. Our work, garnering support to provide generators that give Ukrainians warmth and hope in winter, just became much more difficult. To many, it appears that these giant multinational corporations are using Newsmax as a sacrificial lamb to try to appease woke left activists. That's above my pay grade. But what I do know is the consequences of their decision will reach far beyond Newsmax itself. So you guys, this is really important. And I'm going to encourage you, call your congresswoman or your congressman or your senator. This is the phone number, 202-244-3121. Demand that they stop AT&T and DirecTV's censorship of Newsmax and then ask them to give you a date on the hearings. We really need to hear from our elected representatives. I don't think we have any hope of reaching the woke left, or absolutely no hope of reaching your Democrat senators, well, with the exception of maybe one or two of them. But the reality is, unless we stand up against this, and unless we start to say again, this is the America that we grew up in, this is the America we want, the America that our founders gave us, where free speech was a right that was enjoyed by every single one of us. Because the truth is, no matter if you're on the right or the left of this, we should all believe in an America that has American values. Free speech and the free flow of ideas is the heart of the American experience. And so that makes censorship fundamentally un-American. Unfortunately, the censorship that we're facing now in 2023 has been building and building and building, and it's going to continue to get worse unless we stand up against it. The First Amendment is under attack, and millions of Americans are going along with it. This is why I keep telling you guys that what we see happening in our school system should matter to you. Because if they can teach children that censorship is a good idea as long as it promotes a certain ideology, we're going to see the next generation refuse to go against censorship, and they won't have a voice when censorship finally turns on them. And it will. And we need to be honest about that. At this moment, there are people with hair that is prettier than mine and credentials that are more impressive publishing meaningless platitudes about how we got to this point. And as I just read on the interwebs, I'm going to link back to a fantastic article, and I'll quote from it. This is no time for platitudes. Censorship is un-American, and everyone, regardless of political party, should be willing to stand up and say these words loudly and repeatedly. Cancel culture is a form of censorship, and it is a cancer on the American dream and on America itself. You guys, the mere idea of a thought police, we saw this with the Biden administration trying to censor individual thought and ideas through their, quote, ministry of truth. This is terrifying. The idea that Americans are censoring themselves in pursuit of a job or fear, and we do this all the time, right? You have to be really careful what you say in social media. You have to be really careful what you say in the public square, because you just never know when a marauding mob is going to come after you. No American should ever be afraid to speak and think freely. And so whether you're talking about Facebook or Instagram with their ridiculous shadow banning, deplatformed from social media, these witch hunts are destroying free speech, dissent, and genuine free thought. And you guys, our country needs free thinkers. We need free thought. We should be able to have these conversations. I might disagree with you. I might think your point of view is absolutely wacky, but I'll defend to the death your right to say what's on your mind. This is part of what has made America great. The American dream is about individuals realizing their potential through freedom. Free thought, big dreams, individualism, all of these things are under threat because we are living in an extraordinary time when cancel culture is actually the norm. And if you've ever heard somebody like Whoopi Goldberg, you know, I don't know why people listen to that woman, but if you've ever heard her recently, the words that are coming out of these media personalities and these celebrities that we have listened to for decades in this country are alarming. They are alarming at best. And if you believe in free speech, if you believe in the American tradition of true intellectual diversity, then you have to oppose censorship. Again, I want to encourage you guys, make your voices heard. Call AT&T and let them know you're going to be canceling their services. Call DirecTV and say, hey, hasta la vista, baby. We're not going to support you guys anymore. 877-NEWSMAX is the party. Again, it doesn't matter what political party you are. If you're an American, if you believe in American values, you know that censorship is un-American. And we need to stop letting these people play games with the American way of life. So I'm going to encourage you guys. You just heard from Chris Reddy. I hope that it motivates you to get off the bench and onto the battlefield and to speak up for liberty and to start telling these people, AT&T, DirecTV, censorship is un-American. And everyone should be willing to repeat that loud and clear. America is about free speech. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. I know a lot is happening in the culture right now, and your willingness to share this podcast with your friends and put clips of it on social media and to share it in whatever platform God has given you is helping us get a voice out to tens of thousands of people every single day here at the show. We really appreciate it. And we're going to continue to stand for free speech and remind the American people that censorship is un-American. Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, I am going to be in Greenville, South Carolina tomorrow. That's where I will be. And I'm on my way there now. I cannot wait to see you guys. Come on out. You can find more out about that at teachthemdiligently.com. We're going to be doing a live Q&A session. My friend Leslie Nunnery and I are going to be doing that, and I will be speaking several times, including giving a keynote address. I hope you guys will come out. We need to encourage each other off the bench and onto the battlefield. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great weekend. I'll see you back here again on Monday at the intersection of faith and culture.